Hello again, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo. We're in part 160 of How to Have God's Life Living in You. This is program 262. And if you'd like a copy of it, Sharon will tell you how to receive it free of charge, postage and handling paid also, at the end of the program. Please specify whether you want a tape copy or a CD. Right now, let's go to the throne of the Lord to ask the Lord to anoint this service. Father, we thank and praise your name that you called us and made us the strongest people that ever lived on the face of this earth, because we're living in the worst time that there ever was on earth, ever before or after, you say in your word. And therefore, we have to have more power, more spirit, more revelation in these last days than any other prophets or people that ever lived on the face of the earth. And therefore, we thank you for that, Lord. Some people, some churches say that that was for the people back in the old days. They didn't need the Spirit nearly as much as we do in these last days. They needed the Spirit in the days of the Lord, when Jesus was here, because there was a lot of persecution then and thereafter. But it's magnified today even more. And it's going to be more and more as time goes on. And so people must prepare their heart for sorrow. People must prepare their heart to have, and their mind. They must put on the mind of Christ. In other words, fill your minds full of the Word of God. Fill your spirits with the Word of God. Fill your whole being, your soul, your mind, your body, your soul, your spirit with the Word of God. That way you'll be able to endure the tribulations. Now the Lord stated that we would go through the tribulation. There's not going to be any rapture. It says immediately after the tribulations the Lord is going to come back and get us. But the Lord tells us to beware of false prophets and false masters or teachers, because they're telling you that you're going to be raptured out of the tribulation. And that is, and so you're already in the tribulation. There's already pestilence, so evil, so bad, that it's that people, the scientists and the chemical companies, can't come up with any antidote for the things that are cursing people at this time. God is cursing the earth. He states it throughout the Old and New Testament that he's going to whip it on this earth, every kind of pestilence, which is every disease, infirmity, sickness, all these things, plus there'll be famines and earthquakes and tsunamis. It states in the book of Revelation that he has a bow and he is using it. He's targeting different cities like all over the world that are believing in not Jesus, but some man. And the Lord is cursing those people with a curse in hopes that the hard times that he's showing them will cause them to, with all their heart, soul, mind, and strength, call upon the name of the Lord, so that the Lord will turn it off, that he'll turn off all these persecutions. He's talking about wars and rumors of wars, and the red horse that would be in these last days that would be causing all kinds of wars. We know the color of the beast is red, and it is that great red dragon, the devil, that's causing all the trouble from his seat in the city of the Seven Hills. And that's where he emanates from in his world government and the majority of the media are telling all these things and focusing everybody's mind on all the different countries now. Roman Empire has been exposed so much lately that they don't just use one deception now, like Russia, at one time, then the commies, then China, and one. But now they're using the Arabs, the Muslims, six other major countries like Japan and Iraq, Iran, North Korea, the Arabic nations, and they're racing up more so that it'll get your eyes off of the devil and where he sits and who's really doing all this. Now, you could break off branches like the ACLU. That's one of the branches of Satan's church in Rome. And you could break off the Jesuits and the all these different branches of the Roman church, the Satan's church. But breaking a branch off of a tree out in your front yard or backyard or the side of your house or anywhere for that matter is not going to put an end to the tree. You have to get down to where all the goodies are coming from. You have to dig down into the earth where the roots are and pull that up by the roots, and then all the branches die. All the branches of Satan's church, government, and media will then be put an end to. And God's going to do it. He says, vengeance is mine, saith the Lord, and he's going to do it. And so, Lord, we ask that you're even standing at the door. The end of time is here. It's on us. It's already here. And so you people out in radio land, Lord, touch them and bring conviction down on them, fear of you rather than the fear of all these satanic things that are going on in the world. Because you told us it would happen, that you'd protect us from it if we were with you with all the heart, soul, mind, and strength. And so therefore we know that you cannot lie. You promised you'd do it, and that is if we are with you. And you said, my sheep follow my voice. They follow me. And no other will they follow. They will not be afraid of Japan, Russia, China, Iran, Iraq, the Arabs, the Muslims. They won't be afraid of those people, because if God be with us, who could be against us? And we need to just focus our minds, hearts, and souls on you and be filled with the Spirit and pay no attention to these phony threats. Now, of course, they're going to bomb and kill and murder and maim and throw people in prison. But why let that bother you? If it did, you might fall away from the Lord or decide that you want to serve him. But remember, there's also a judgment coming. And so therefore, Lord, put conviction on them, put the fear of the Lord on them, that people, souls out in the world will be saved, and that the church, your body, your bride, the New Jerusalem, the real Israel, will be saved and protected and receive all the commonwealth, the benefits of the commonwealth of the kingdom of heaven while they're here on earth. And Lord, to not fear what man can do to us, because man may be able to kill our bodies, but you are able to kill people's bodies and send their souls to hell. Lord, we ask all these things, that you'll let souls be saved, that you'll use everyone on this program that's going to be reading or speaking on it, that it'll cut people to their heart and soul and mind, that they might be saved, have the fear of the Lord, that they not only are saved, but they'll continue in salvation until the end. Father, we ask it in Jesus' name, and everyone says amen.
Amen.
All right, I've done some recording, and here's one here with J.D. Sumner and the Stamps and myself. And it's called Swing Down Sweet Chariot Stuff. Let me ride.
Why don't you swing down, sweet chariot stopping, let me ride. Swing down, chariot stopping, let me ride. Rock me, Lord, down and easy. Well, I got a home on the other side. Why don't you swing down, sweet chariot stopping, let me ride. Swing down, chariot stopping, let me ride. Rock me, Lord, home and easy. Well, I got a home on the other side. Well, well. down in the middle of the field. He saw an angel working on a chariot wheel. Wasn't so particular about the chariot wheel. Just wanted to see how a chariot feels. Now don't you swing down, sweet chariot stopping, let me ride. Swing down, chariot stopping, let me ride. Rock me, Lord, rock me, Lord. Fall and easy, well, I got a home on the other side. Well, just wanted to lay down his heavy load. Why don't you swing down, sweet chariot stopping, let me ride? Swing down, chariot stopping, let me ride. Rock me, Lord, rock me, Lord. Come and easy, well, I got a home on the other side. Well, I got a father in the promised land. Ain't gonna stop until I shake his hand. Rock me, Lord, rock me, Lord. Come and easy, well, I got a home on the other side. Why don't you swing down, chariot stopping, let me ride. Swing down, chariot stopping, let me ride. Rock me, Lord, rock me, Lord. Come and easy, well, I got a home on the other side. Why don't you swing down, sweet chariot stopping, let me ride. Swing down, chariot stopping, let me ride. Rock me, Lord, rock me, Lord. Come and easy, well, I got a home on the other side.
Praise the Lord. P.J. Proby, good friend of mine, he was the Beatles' favorite singer. He was bigger than the Beatles in England. He cut that song. I just heard it. It's excellent. Absolutely. If I get a copy of that, I'm going to play it on the program here. P.J. Proby. He was the star of everyone out there in England back in the 60s. They'd have his name first, big, and then Tony Bennett would be under him. And even the Beatles. And so, I mean, he really can sing. I mean, but, you know, he's got a little different version of what people must do in order to get into the kingdom of heaven. I'm praying for PJ. His real name is, he called himself Chet Powers at first, but his name is Smith, his last name. Can't remember the whole thing right now. But anyway, we'll play that record one of these days. Right now we have some letters from people out in the world that are the fans of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
That's who we're talking about on this program, is Jesus. All right, well, let me hear. Where's the first one from?
From Malawi, Africa.
Okay, let's hear it.
Dear World Pastor, may the grace, power, love, peace, and joy of the Lord be with you in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. I pray that this letter will reach you blessed and prospering in the power of God Almighty. Beloved Pastor, the Tony Lamo Christian Ministry is greatly changing many souls worldwide as well as our nation. The anointing on these papers, such as dry bones, mass suicide, the sin of unbelief, earthquake, touch me or die, and so on, are helping me to win many souls here in our area, Luanda, Malawi. After reading them, I distribute them to my friends, and they are indeed touching lives of many in our nation, as well as our local area, Luanda. I thank God Almighty that the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ is reaching throughout the world these days, because indeed time is gone and people need salvation. Pastor, here in our area, it's very backward. A lot of people need salvation. As of now, we are meeting in a certain house of a man of God. A lot of people are willing and very happy, and thank God Almighty for the opening of Tony Alamo Christian Ministries here in Luanda. We need your support and prayers. Lastly, I ask if you may help sending me Christian literatures, Bibles, a Bible dictionary, and taped messages, also the book entitled The Messiah, which will contribute to my knowledge of the Word of God and also win many souls.
Sure, make sure they get everything they're asking for. I mean, as per usual. Then what else?
I also need more mass suicide literature, which I want to translate into our native language, because they are changing a lot of people and making them turn away from their sins and receive our Lord Jesus as their Savior. May the Lord bless you and your ministry as you continue the ministry of our Lord, Evangelist Reuben from Luanda, Malawi, Africa.
All right, now what else do you have?
There's from Pine Bluff, Arkansas. To Pastor Alamo, I would really like to receive your booklet, The Messiah, also any other publications and materials.
How did this person hear about us?
From your article, your testimony of dry bones in the newspaper.
Okay, praise the Lord. Never mind.
Also, please send any other publications and materials that will help me in my walk with God. I read your article on dry bones, and it was very touching. Thanking you in advance, your friend in Christ, Dale, from Pine Bluff, Arkansas.
Well, since that dry bones has been out there in that newspaper, there have been a couple more there. And so we're going to be sending them new ones. I believe the mountain, difficult mountains, we're going to send them that one this next week. Okay, and then what?
From Grady, Arkansas. Dear Pastor Lamo, I read your testimony in the Arkansas Democrat Gazette and would like more information and any helpful materials you might have available. I am incarcerated in the Arkansas Department of Corrections Cummins Unit and know of many men here, including myself, who need your prayers and concern. I would like to request your booklet, The Messiah, and other materials that I might read and pass on. I would like information on winning men for Christ, plus any other literature you could send. Thank you, and God bless. Norman from Grady, Arkansas.
Now, there's a godly soul. I just watched a documentary on television. It was telling how that minimum 300,000 people are incarcerated on false charges, and they displayed that by seven men, and they were telling how they had been in there for years because the prosecutor wanted to convict them no matter what, and they finally got out because there was overwhelming new evidence that showed that they had spent years in prison for nothing, for absolutely on false charges. They were railroaded into prison just as I was, but I was railroaded in there for the gospel's sake. Some people, a couple people in prison said, well, you're preaching the gospel in here because you want to get out. That's like jailhouse salvation. I said, no, son, I'm in here because of the gospel. I'm not trying to get out. The more I preach the gospel, the more they want to keep me in prison because I'm you know, telling it like it really is. Okay, now we have everybody turn to the 10th chapter of Revelation. Where were you at?
This is 6, but 10 is right.
Okay, so the 10th chapter of Revelation, and then we're going to, from there, if we have time, go into the 6th chapter of Revelation, because we're standing right at the door of the Lord. And this this scripture, I believe that God's two witnesses, one of them is here on earth right now, and the body of the other one is here on earth, and the Spirit is going to raise the other one up from the dead, and those two will be the two witnesses. Some people say it's going to be Moses. No, Moses died once already. It's appointed unto man to die. And then Elijah came back to earth in the body of John the Baptist. He was filled with the Holy Spirit, which was the spirit of Elijah in his mother's womb. And he leaped for joy in her womb, and then he was beheaded. So it's not going to be Elijah, and it's not going to be Moses. Trust me. Enoch is the only one that hasn't died yet. He went, God took him into heaven because he walked with God. And so he has to come back because all men, it's appointed unto all men, wants to die, and he never died. So it's obvious that he's the one that's going to come back, and I believe he's here on earth now. And I believe it's going to be he and his wife that are the two witnesses, because these two are one. And that they'll be killed. It talks about them in the 11th chapter of the book of Revelation. This is the 10th chapter, so let's start reading. This is the one that's telling that it's the end of time right now. Right now is the end of time. Time is all over. It's up. Okay? And so a lot of people are so far away from the Lord that they don't know that. And they don't even know that they're not going to be raptured out of this. If you're saved, if you're born again of the Spirit and you're still alive, yeah, the Christ that died for your soul and shed his blood for you and went to hell, resurrected from hell and the grave, and then ascended 40 days later up into the kingdom of heaven in a cloud, is coming back in clouds. And every person, even blind people, their eyes are going to be open. They're going to see him come back to earth because the Bible says they will. It says every eye shall see him. Amen?
Amen.
And so, you know, prepare yourselves right now. What can you possibly see on this earth that is worth going to hell for? And some of you people that think you can, you guys that think that you can run with the ladies and go have all the sex and go to massage parlors and read pornography and watch porn and all these things, believe me, this you cannot do and get into heaven. And so let's begin reading. You can't be a fornicator, an adulterer. You need to get counsel from somebody that knows the Bible very well. If you have problems with, well, I wonder if I'm doing right or wrong, call me, and we'll talk, and I'll answer your questions for you. I've been a Christian now, walking with the Lord for 42 years, a little over 42. Okay, so let's go ahead.
And I saw another mighty angel come down from heaven, clothed with a cloud, and a rainbow was upon his head.
Okay, so this is obviously Jesus, a rainbow around his head. This is the promise that time is up, and he's going to burn the world. The cloud is a reminder that he's not going to drown the world anymore. He did that once, and then the cloud around him, and he went up in a cloud, and he's coming back the same way. Okay, then what?
And his face was as it were the sun. And
right. Nobody shines like that but Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
Then what?
And his feet as pillars of fire.
Pillars of fire in one place and pillars of brass, which means that the judgment is like brass. Brass is one of the very hardest metals. No one's going to change the way that he said that he's going to judge people. Okay, then what?
And he had in his hand a little book open. And he set his right foot upon the sea and his left foot on the earth, and cried with a loud voice, as when a lion roareth. And when he had cried, seven thunders uttered their voices.
Right, seven thunders. So this is like the 7th century. There's so many people, and even false teachers and false prophets and false Christs are saying that the earth is millions of years old. Because they say, well, scientists say that they found some rocks and it was charcoal and they tested it through these different methods. But God said it's seven, going into the seventh thunder, the seventh thousand-year period where everything that has been done in the first 6 thunders has already been, it's thunderous because the things that the Lord said are true and it just shocks people when they see it happening. Now we're going into the last thunder, the last 1,000 years, the 7th millennium. Okay? Then go.
And when the 7 thunders had uttered their voices, I was about to write, and I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, seal up those things which the 7 thunders uttered, and write them not. And the angel which I saw stand upon the sea and upon the earth lifted up his hand to heaven.
Jesus stands on the sea, one foot on the sea and the other one on the earth, because he's not only the God of heaven, but also the God of the heaven, the earth, the sea, the air, everything. And what?
And swear by him that liveth forever and ever, who created heaven and the things that therein are, and the earth and the things that therein are, and the sea and the things which are therein, that there should be time no longer. But in the days of the voice of the 7th angel, when he shall begin to sound, the mystery of God should be finished.
Okay, so the thing that I just gave you a minute ago is a mystery that nobody else even challenges to do. This is the 7th and last thunder. Okay, and so you can believe that and live. It's the end of time. This whole chapter here has to do with the end of time. and the 7,000 year period is the day that the Lord rested. So he's tarried with the people of the world for 6,000 years, and now we're in the 7,000, and he wants to labor from dealing with people, because people, the more the gospel you preach today, the worse it gets. And I believe these are the things that I'm saying right now are the things that the Lord said to seal up. Okay, and don't write it. He was waiting for me to tell it. Okay? I am a prophet just like John. All right, because, you know, these messages that I've been preaching, the things that the Lord showed me in visions, and I preached them, I've been preaching them now for over about 42 years, they're all coming to pass, you know. So I told you everything about many things, even the church in Rome, how they're homosexuals and all that. And here you see it came, even came out on the news. And then they quieted it down because they're afraid of the repercussion, because the actual popes, John Paul II, was a homosexual and a child molester. Okay? Now, I know this isn't going to set well with Catholics, but look, be more obedient and faithful to the Lord. The Pope is a false Christ, all right?
Amen.
And so the Bible warns you about listening to false Christ. So mark the spot where you're at and read some of these that tells you not to believe false Christ. Beware of them. And false prophets. There's people that say they're Christ. There's a guy out in Florida that says he's Jesus. He's more powerful than Jesus. Do you believe that?
No.
Jesus created the heavens and the earth. And this man there, he's a Latino. And he's saying that he created the... He's more powerful than Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
Do you believe that? That some of these people. So, the Lord, okay, go ahead and read some of them.
Matthew chapter 24, verse 24. For there shall arise false Christs and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect.
Well, they don't deceive me because I know the Bible, and they will not be able to deceive you either. If you'll continue on in the Bible, and if you've never read the Bible before, I would suggest very much that you get into the Bible right away, the King James Version, because there's a lot of anti-Christ Bibles. They've got a lot of truth in them, but then they swerve you saying that there's no possibility that you can fall away from the Lord, and this is absolutely disgusting, false prophecy, and many other things, saying that God loves you unconditionally. Everything with God is conditional. He says, I love you if you do this. And it says, if you keep my commandments, these curses shall not come upon you. But if you do not keep my commandments, these curses will come upon you. And I will send destruction upon you. They say, well, it's Mother Nature. Read the Bible. There's not one reference to Mother Nature in the Bible. It's the Lord. There's not one reference to nature. People just say, well, you know, this is just nature. No, the Lord wants you to receive that it is him attempting to get you to bow your stubborn knees, kneel down and call upon him, humble yourself, and you'll see that if you do all the different things that are happening to you, you'll have persecutions, all right, but the Lord will deliver you from them all. Okay, then go ahead some more.
Mark chapter 13, verse 22. For false Christs and false prophets shall rise and shall show signs and wonders to seduce, if it were possible, even the elect.
And the elect? Who is the elect? The elect are those that are in the body of Christ. We are the kingdom of heaven. The Bible says that God has made us the kingdom of heaven. He made us, fashioned us into the kingdom. And do you know where it says that, Sharon? Remember I showed you the other day?
Oh, in Revelation chapter 6.
Mm-hmm, okay.
Chapter 1, verse 6.
What chapter? Just read that quickly, because we have a lot to do here. He said he made us a nation of kings and priests. So that means that we're a nation. We are. He made us into a kingdom. And what is that kingdom? That kingdom is the kingdom of heaven. So we are the kingdom of heaven. The kingdom of heaven cometh without observation. It's inside of us. And all of us, a corporate body that have the kingdom of heaven of us, in us here on earth, and those that were before us, we are the kingdom of heaven. He made us a kingdom, and he made us a kingdom of priests. Now, that doesn't mean that you sit behind some screen and you say, confess to me. No, what it means is we are priests, like the able to go before the Lord with our petitions through Christ Jesus. There's one mediator to the throne of God, and that's Christ. So don't get it, don't believe, as the false prophets say, that and the false teachers and the false Christ teach you that he made you a priest to officiate in as a priest in these false religions, that you can make intercessory prayer for them, because there's one mediator, one intercessor between God and man, and that's Christ. Amen?
Amen.
Now, we can intercede for people. We can pray for them and say, Lord, save them before they die. Save them. This is like we're talking to the Lord. And the Lord, he's done this before. He's opened up and showed me himself, and he showed me heaven and hell, and he showed me all different signs. And he can do that to anybody if you pray. Amen?
Amen.
Because the fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. It does a lot. Okay, go ahead.
And hath made us kings and priests unto God and his Father.
Yeah, see, it's the priest is unto God and his Father, not to human beings. All right?
Amen.
We're a priest unto God and his Father. In other words, we go up there and talk to him and ask him, Lord, what's coming up here? Is it okay? What do you want me to pray for today? And then the Lord tells you, and then you pray for that, and then the Lord answers you. Amen?
Amen.
But he says he made us kings and priests. He made us a kingdom of priests. He fashioned us as into a kingdom. And the elect are those that are in him. The elect are those that have been elected to be a kingdom. Kings. Okay? People that are in the kingdom. People that are officiating for the Lord here on earth are kings and priests, in that they're doing what the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords is saying, and that they're allowing the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords to live inside of them. And he uses your mouth to preach out of. Jesus let the Father do that while he was here on earth. He said, the words I speak unto you are not mine own, but it's the Father that's talking through me. And he says, when you go into a courtroom, don't even think what you're going to say. Just stay in the Spirit, and the Lord will speak right through your mouth. And the Lord has done that for me on several occasions, because the enemy of man's soul has tried to put me away in prison forever. But thank God the Lord has rescued me. Because for no matter where they put me, I am a witness for the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
And I want a lot of souls in prison. But anyway, let's go on here. Now let's go back to where we're reading from.
Okay. 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 1 through 3. But there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privily shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that bought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. And many shall follow their pernicious ways, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of. And through covetousness shall they with feigned words make merchandise of you, whose judgment now of a long time lingereth
okay.
not.
So it's like feigned words. They're telling you, oh, brother, we just love you. And the Lord loves you. You just committed adultery. Well, listen, the Lord is forgiving. And just wrap your arms around him. And the Lord says for a man to put a woman out if she does that. I mean, you can't trust a woman like that to commit adultery on you. And they say, well, there's not enough love in your ministry, brother. There's plenty of love in my ministry, because when I tell you what the Lord says, instead of what the false teacher, false prophet, false Christ is teaching you, that that's love. Love is the keeping of God's commandments. Okay, let's go back to chapter 10 of Revelation. There's more scriptures that we have, but time is a little short here.
Verse 7, but in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound, the mystery of God should be finished.
And the mystery of God is finished. Otherwise, I wouldn't be able to tell you about the seven thunders. Okay? It's thunderous, the things that the Lord has done in the past, every millennium. Just think, he created the heavens and the earth in the first 1,000 years. He did it all in 6 days. Amen?
Amen.
Well, you say, well, the scientists say something else. Well, you can go to hell by believing the scientists. You will for sure go to hell. But if you believe God, you'll go to heaven. All right? Amen. Those days are not symbolic. They are, he says, and the evening and the morning were the first day. Just one day at a time. 6 days. Okay? That's clear. Okay? That is not symbolic. And I'm a symbolic type pastor, teacher, and preacher. And that is not symbolic. So don't let anybody tell you that. Okay, then keep going.
The mystery of God should be finished as he hath declared to his servants, the prophets.
And he declared it to us, the prophets. And when the Lord told me there'd be difficulties, when there was just beautiful times when I first got saved, and the Lord dealt with me in 1964, and then it was in 1966 when all hell broke loose. 66, and then everything turned to black and white, and all hell started being raised here on earth, and that's when this difficulties began. Horrible difficulties, and it hasn't stopped since. And it's getting worse all the time. So can't you see that? I'm sure you can. Don't duck your head in the sand or in a pill bottle or in a booze bottle. Don't duck your head. I mean, receive the gospel and live. Because your head is going to be jerked out of the sand, out of the pill bottle, out of the marijuana kilo, and out of your booze. And then it'll be too late. You've got to get saved now. And, you know, and get your head out of the porn. Get your head out of the whorehouse. Get yourself out of there. Clean yourself up. Ask the Lord to clean you up and stay out of there. Because it's for sure, if you don't, you're going to be very sad on Judgment Day. Okay, and then what else?
And the voice which I heard from heaven spake unto me again, and said, go and take the little book which is open in the hand of the angel, which standeth upon the sea and upon the earth. And I went unto the angel, and said unto him, give me the little book. And he said unto me, take it and eat it up, and it shall make thy belly bitter, but it shall be in thy mouth sweet as honey.
And right, when you read the Word of God, it's so sweet and everything, but when it gets into your belly, when it really gets into your system, it's like bitter, because it's true. That's why the Lord tells us to prepare ourselves with the full armor of God, because it's true. And you're going to go through some persecution and false character assassination, slander, and everything, but you know, you've got to go through that. Just because it's raining for tonight or today or a whole week for that matter, the rain is going to stop. Just stay steady while you're going through the storm. Because the storms don't last. It's going to be the sun up there shining again one of these days. But just stay in with the Lord. He'll give you the power to be patient and wait until the storm is over. And just stay in prayer. And that's what I've done these 42 years, and I'm still swinging, you know, and I'm going to continue swinging. Even, you know, if when they're laying me in a coffin, if the Lord doesn't come first, I'm going to ask the Lord to let me swing at them when they're putting down the lid. Okay, let's go.
And I took the little book out of the angel's hand and ate it up, and it was in my mouth sweet as honey. and as soon as I had eaten it, my belly was bitter. And he said unto me, Thou must prophesy again before many peoples and nations and tongues and kings.
Okay, now that's it on that chapter. So let's move quickly to chapter 6 of Revelation, where the beginning of the plagues are. And we're in the beginning of the plagues. This is the beginning of sorrows. There's no all peace has been taken from earth. People are afraid to go to malls. The terrorists are saying they're going to blow up 7 malls. And they're letting you know that you may be in one of them. And then the other bunch of terrorists is saying they're going to blow up more than 6 malls or 7 malls. And they're going to, they were threatening the other day, there was a big concert or a big football game or something in several arenas, and there was a threat that they're going to blow everybody up in there. Are you at peace? I mean, there's no peace in this world. All peace has been taken from off of the earth. Even I thank God that even former President Clinton is repenting because that he ordered all those people in Waco to be killed. He was trusting in the church in Rome, and now he says, I'm dying. It's on the cover of the National Examiner. What date is this? I'm looking at it right now.
October 30th, 2006.
So the day before Halloween issue. You can pick it up at the newsstands. Okay, let's continue on.
Chapter 6, And I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seals, and I heard, as it were, the noise of thunder, one of the four beasts saying, Come and see. And I saw, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat on him had a bow, and a crown was given unto him, and he went forth conquering and to conquer. And when he had opened the second seal, I heard the second beast say, Come and see. And there went out another horse that was red, and power was given to him that sat thereon to take peace from the earth.
Okay, is peace off the earth now?
Yes.
So we know we're in tribulation because this is talking about the 7 first plagues, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay, so you got this devil, this red, you know, the colors of the church in Rome are red and scarlet, scarlet and purple. Red is scarlet. Then go ahead.
And that they should kill one another.
And are they killing one another now?
Yes.
Okay, so you know that you're in the tribulations. They killed a bunch of people in New York, remember?
Yes.
9/11. Okay, and they're killing people over in Israel, in Iran, Iraq, and all over the world. And God's killing them too. Okay, remember the tsunamis, the earthquakes, all these different things. The diseases, the AIDS, the Ebola, the cancer, Well, if you repent, will the Lord take all these away? Yes. Well, we don't trust God. Well, then die and go to hell. The Bible says those that believe God shall be saved. And those saved from hell and also from sickness, disease, infirmities. And those that doubt shall be damned. Can't you tell if there's like something like that happening? You may say, well, your wife died from cancer. Yes, it is. She decided that she didn't want to serve, she didn't want to go out and us to go and witness and testify to people anymore. And I told her, Sue, if you do that, you're going to die. And she said, I don't care. I just can't take it. These people come into the church. Well, it's the Vatican was sending a bunch of phonies in the church to try to come in and then use the church and then leave. And then you'd see them in the newspapers. You wondered, how did the newspapers get a hold of them? How did the Vatican get a hold of them? How did the government get a hold of them? Because they were sent in there by the government. It doesn't take too much to figure that one out, does it? So when you're in a Christian work, anyone that says, yes, Lord, whether they're fish or fowl or beast, you have to let them in for a while until you figure out what they are. The Lord said it's like throwing a net into the sea. You're going to pull up some good fish that has skins, fins and scales. And the rest of them, the eels and the turtles and all the stuff that's an abomination, the shrimp and the crabs and the lobsters, you throw them overboard again because they're not food. What they're there for is to clean up the ocean floor. They're like vacuum cleaners. And I've never wanted to eat a vacuum cleaner sandwich, okay? They're there like vultures and eagles and things like that and wolves and dogs and cats to clean up the earth and vultures. And I don't want a vulture sandwich either. Some of you may think, well, I'm a macho and I'm going to have one. Well, be my guest, you know, but it's not good for you, or pork or anything. And even now the Lord is saying, told me, don't eat any beef or dairy products. And it's coming out now that the thing that's causing Alzheimer's and everything is the beef. That's it's a mad cow disease that's in the beef. And they're not calling it mad cow disease. I don't know how it's old-timers disease. Alzheimer's or old-timers. And what's the other one? Parkinson's and old-timers. Okay, then what?
And there was given unto him a great sword. And when he had opened the third seal, I heard the third beast say, come and see. And I beheld, and lo, a black horse. And he that sat on him had a pair of balances in his hand. And I heard a voice in the midst of the four beasts say, a measure of wheat for a penny, and three measures of barley for a penny. And see thou hurt not the oil and the wine.
Okay, that's famine. In other words, the Lord is saying here that all the people that believe in Muhammad, all the people that believe in the Pope, all the people that believe any other doctrine than that which is in the Bible, is going to starve. God's going to put the skids to them, but don't hurt the oil and the wine. Those are the ones that are of the Lord. Because God will always feed his children. Even 40 years while they were out in the wilderness, God fed them manna from heaven. Okay, and then what's next?
And when he had opened the fourth seal, I heard the voice of the fourth beast say, come and see. And I looked, and behold, a pale horse, and his name that sat on him was Death.
And see, even that famine is happening right now. We know we're doling out money to people over in Africa and India and all over the world, and they're starving. And I sent a couple of ambassadors of the Lord from here to there, and it was pitiful. It was horrible. They didn't have water. And so we've gotten them water now and electric lights, electricity in there, and beds and mattresses and food. You know, it's wonderful to know that God points to us, the people that are really of the Lord, and they're reading the Bible and they're getting literature and we're sending clothes and all that. It's not, we're not bragging, we're just saying, hey, we're doing the work of the Lord over here. How about you? Then what? And we're telling you that this is the end time because it's famine and wars and rumors of wars and people being killed. Then what?
I looked and behold a pale horse, and his name that sat on him was Death, and hell followed with him.
Okay, Death. Do you see death in the world today? It's all over the place. Amen?
Amen.
People, it's getting to the point to where people's souls are being so hardened because they see death and it doesn't mean anything to them anymore because it's just they see it so much that it's, oh well, and they're taught that we're really not creatures that were manufactured by the Lord out of the dirt of the ground, but we're just like apes, and what's the difference, you know, when we die, we're just animals. You know, if I were you, I'd believe the gospel, because you're not an animal, and God is uptight at these false teachers that's saying that you were a monkey once. If you want to say you were a monkey once, go ahead and say it, but God's going to be, he's really angry with you for believing that kind of stupidity, all right? Try to get a monkey to talk to you. And since the times that monkeys first began, they haven't changed at all. Monkeys still have monkeys. Baboons still have baboons. Dogs have dogs. Cats have cats. Vultures have vultures. Shrimp have shrimp. Lobsters have lobsters. And humans still have humans, okay? All right. And it's never going to change. And it never did change. All right? And there was no caveman. The Lord, Adam was no caveman. He was the most intelligent human being that ever lived. You say back in the dark ages. Adam was the most intelligent being. He named everything. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, so let's go.
And power was given unto them over the fourth part of the earth, to kill with sword and with hunger and with death.
Well, I'd say kill with sword. That means with a carnal weapon. And then what after that?
With hunger.
With hunger, famine. Is that happening today?
Yes.
You see the one world government telling people to plow fields of potatoes under so that the price of potatoes will not go down. Why don't they take these spuds and get them over to people that are hungry? Amen?
Amen.
You know why? Because it's the devil's government. cult, government, and media. Go ahead now.
And with death, and with the beasts of the earth.
See, even the beasts are turning on human beings now, because in the beginning, God put the fear of us in beasts, but they don't have any fear anymore. It shows pictures of alligators grabbing onto people. Dolphins? They're even killing people. They bite them. Dogs are killing people. Wolves, snakes, they're no longer afraid of us, because God said that in the last days he would take the fear of those animals away from them, the fear of us away from the animals, and they'd attack us and kill us with animals, it says right there. And also the Lord has contaminated animals like beef. Right now it's got mad cow disease. The chickens have got this bird flu. You're getting killed from these things because God said it would happen. You're getting killed from animals. Hogs. People have been eating hogs and they're dying. They can't figure out why they're dying. Friends of mine says, well, I'm going to eat pork. I said, well, you're going to die young. And here they are, much younger than me. They're calling up and said, I've had 4 bypasses and I've got one of these fibrillators, whatever you call them, inside their chest. And they are on all kinds of pills and they've died a few times already. My God, when are you people going to wake up out there? And then what else does it say?
And when he had opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of them that were slain for the word of God and for the testimony which they held. And they cried with a loud voice, saying, how long, O Lord, holy and true, dost thou not judge and avenge our blood on them that dwell on the earth? And white robes were given unto every one of them, and it was said unto them that they should rest yet for a little season until their fellow servants also and their brethren that should be killed as they were should be fulfilled.
Right. They're just saying those things. But they are talking to the Lord, and they're not really dead, because the dead don't know anything. And so here they are saying, Lord, you know, when are you going to end all these things so that no more people get killed? When are you going to avenge our blood? When are you going to burn the earth up, is what they're saying. It's just a little bit longer. All right, they've been slaughtering Christians now, Rome has, for centuries. Now keep going.
And I beheld when he had opened the sixth seal, and lo, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair.
Yeah, that's coming up, people. And what else?
And the moon became as blood. And the stars of heaven fell unto the earth, even as a fig tree casteth her untimely figs, when she is shaken of a mighty wind. And the heaven departed as a scroll when it is rolled together, and every mountain and island were moved out of their places. And the kings of the earth, and the great men, and the rich men, and the chief captains, and the mighty men, and every bondman, and every free man, hid themselves in the dens and in the rocks of the mountains, and said to the mountains and rocks, fall on us, and hide us from the face of him that sitteth on the throne, and from the wrath of the Lamb, for the great day of his wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand?
Okay, the great day of the wrath of the Lamb is Jesus Christ. He's coming back to take vengeance on all those that mocked him, and the people that were his body, the ones that were the continuation of his incarnation here on earth. And so this is what you've got to look forward to. You can look forward to that and live according to the way that the Lord wants you to, because he said if you have sin on your soul, you're not going to heaven, but you're going to hell in the lake of fire forever. And he tells you the way to live. He tells you what sin is. And my time is up right now, or I'd be glad to tell you that. And if you'd like to, if you have any questions, send them in, and I'll read your questions over the air, and I'll explain the answer to those questions. But right now, those of you, you know, the time is up, and it's ready. You better make peace with the Lord while you still have a chance. And to begin that is you just ask the Lord to enter into your heart by saying this prayer. That's just the beginning of salvation. You have to continue on to the end. So say to the Lord, my Lord and my God, have mercy upon my soul, a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, and I believe that he died on the cross and shed his precious blood for the forgiveness of all my filthy sins. And I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit. I open the door of my heart. I invite you into my heart, Lord Jesus. Wash all my filthy sins away in the precious blood that you shed for me. You will not turn me away, Lord Jesus. You will save my soul, I know, because your word says so. Your word says so that all that call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And say, Lord, I'm calling upon you, and therefore I know you've heard me, and I know you've answered me, and I know I'm saved. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving my soul. Now just raise your hands and praise the Lord and thank him. Now, Sharon, tell him four different ways how to receive a copy of program number 262, CD or a audio tape. And everything is paid for, including the postage and handling.
Go to alamoministries.com or write to Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 6467, Texarkana, Texas 75505, or call area code 479-782-7370, or fax to area code 479-782-7406.
Now, the Bible says that Enoch walked with God. And I love that song. Even before I was saved, I heard Mario Alonso sing it in a movie called The Student Prince. And so Joe Leahy, one of my very best friends and one of the best arrangers in the world, arranged it for me, and I sang it with our choir. And it's called I'll Walk with God, as Enoch did.
From this day on, his helping hand I'll lean upon. This is my prayer, my humble plea. May the Lord be ever with me. There is no death, though eyes grow dim. There is no fear when I'm near to him. I lean on him forever. Hey.